Fatima Hussein Ismail's words are haunting as she reflects on her life and her prospects for the future while sitting in a tent at a refugee camp run by the UN in Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland. She is a 20-year-old single mother who was left pregnant from a gang rape.
When I look at my life, I feel I should take a match, putting gasoline on myself and burn myself carrying my baby.
When Ismail was 18, she walked for days by herself to reach the only family she had, a distant uncle. One night, while cleaning a yard, three men raped her. After she delivered the baby, her uncle asked his son to marry her, but her new husband put a condition to it.
In the first two nights, my husband said, "Can I tell you something? If you want to stay here, you should throw your baby away."
When Ismail refused to kill her baby girl, her family threw her out, forcing her to move to one of Hargeisa's many refugee camps where more than 20,000 have fled. There she met Firdis Hassan, a social worker with the UN-supported organization NAGAD, which helps victims of sexual violence to get medical, psychological, and legal help.
Some of the women affected and caused to kill themselves, and some of them to go abroad, and some of them to they became mental illness.
Hassan is also trying to help 14-year-old Nimar Abdikader, who was gang raped as well. She dropped out of school and does not want to leave her tent at the IDP camp.
I'm afraid of people because they all talk about what happened to me.
Sexual violence is becoming a way of life in Somaliland, according to the UN. The self-proclaimed independent state lies in the northwest of Somalia, which has been plagued for years by conflict. Most recently, severe drought led to high levels of starvation, compounding the already fragile life there. Julie Walker, United Nations.